You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, SFU's community radio station broadcasting live from Burnaby, BC.
Cheese, please, yes, cheese, please,
you're
so fine.
You want to listen all the time. Snarf to the guys with all the spin that hits. It's all cheesy music, they love it to bits. Well, Snarf Dude is the man in the band. Fine and cheesy music is his only plan. Daffodil with sugar, but she's also spice. She might be saucy, but she can be pretty nice. All the cheesy music, they can scrounge. You'll hear the favorites in the Limburger Lounge. Playing all that is wacky, warped, and weird. Cool and cheesy music is not to be feared. Celebrity slip-ups, polka, and more. There's even the stuff on the cutting room floor. There's weird instrumentals, people singing flat. So you know why we want to play that. Tornado on the radio, it flies by quick. All this cheesy music is kind of sick.
Cheese Please, in color. Here are your hosts, Snarf Dude and Daffodil.
Welcome once again, dear listener, to another edition of Cheese Please, with your hosts.
Oh, Snarf Dude and Daffodil.
We're a little off there, but you know.
Oh, no, I'm used to you saying your name.
Oh,
it's not my job to say your name.
No, but I thought I'd give you the opportunity to say my name, because, you know, I'm narcissistic.
Yes, you are.
Just a little bit. Well, not really, I just want to pretend I'm narcissistic, but I'm not that bad. I know that big word. That's a big word for me, you know.
Yes, you're getting off track.
Oh, well, yes. On the show this week, we focus on none other than the banana.
Bananas have to ripen in a certain way, and when they're flecked with brown and have a golden hue, bananas taste the best and are the best for you. You can put them in a salad. You can put them in a pie. Any way you want to eat them, it's impossible to beat them. But bananas like the climate of the very, very tropical equator. So you should never put bananas in the refrigerator.
Oh, yeah, our banana special on the show this week. Those of a certain age may remember that jingle from the 1950s. Talking all about bananas, and now I know I don't, shouldn't. Put them in the refrigerator.
No, they don't like the refrigerator.
They go all mushy, do we?
Well, no, they turn black and they're just, they don't sweeten up.
Okay. Well, we're focusing on songs about bananas on the show this week from, wow, Tony Randall and Jack Klugman, who think they could sing, as well as Black Gorilla, the Hoosier Hotshots, Jim Gill, Carlos, I can't pronounce his last
Borsini.
Name.
Borsini.
Thank you, Junior. Guy Marx, but we're starting off with the Banana Boat Story, Buchanan and Goodman shortly, but one of the classic songs of the 1950s, I believe, Anthony Newley's version of Yes, We Have No Bananas on
Cheese, Please.
Yes, we have no bananas. We have no bananas today. We've brought beans like bunions, we got cabbages and onions, and all kinds of fruit, and say, we have an old-fashioned tomato, a nice Jersey potato, but yes, we have no bananas, we have no bananas today. There's a fruit store on our street. It's run by a Greek, and he has good things to eat, but you should hear him speak. When you ask him anything, now he never answers no. He just yeses you to death, and as he takes your dough, he tells you, yes, we've got no nanas. We've got no nanas today. We got raw beans just like bunions. We got cabbages, we got onions, and all kinds of goodies, yeah. We've got an old-fashioned tomato and a nice fat Jersey potato. But yes, we've got no nanas. We've got no nanas today. Yes, we've got no great big lovely big fat bananas today. We've got no nanas today. We got broad beans just like bunions. We got cabbages, we got onions, and three kinds of rhubarb. Oh yeah, we have an old-fashioned tomato and a real life Jersey potato. Yeah, dear, but yes, we've got no nanas. We got broad beans like bunions. We got cabbages and onions. We got pears and cucumbers in unlimited numbers. We've got grapes and tomatoes. We got King Edward potatoes. We've had them since early last May.
Your touch. Music wise, radio means so much.
Hill and Gully Rider, Hill and Gully,
D A Y O.
Tastes good like a cigarette should.
Yes, friends, and remember,
I love the workman sing this song.
Mildness is a pleasure.
I'm fattening.
High octane gasoline.
It's not tart, it's not sweet. What a wine, what a treat.
Yes, do as so many do.
Keep your doggy well and strong. Give him
a brand new brand of cigarette.
And now for our story.
Well, I'm loading the banana boats all night long.
Does your back ache? Are you just plain tired?
What you need is
your teeth with
floor wax makes your floors sparkle,
yet taste so good.
And now back to our story.
Well, I sleep by sun and I work by moon.
Yes, friends, and here's the secret.
No sugar.
No, no.
No salt.
No, no.
Drink
motor oil, the finest for your car.
When you need a pickup,
drink it down.
When I get some money, gonna
smoke for real smoke.
That wonderful dog food.
And now we return you to our story.
Well, I'll pack up all my things and I'll
fly to Mexico nonstop in a giant four-engine
Hill and Gully Rider.
A real high flyer.
Hill and Gully Rider.
You need no special rinsing after you use it.
That's right. The new wash day soap is best for
lunch or dinner, for breakfast too.
Oh, then the banana see the last of me.
And remember, friends, there are
21 kinds of
Deo.
Don't be half safe.
Be completely safe.
Buy Deo today, Earth people.
Keith Lees with Buchanan and Goodman, and whoa, that goes back. That's the early days of music sampling.
It's very weird.
It's supposed to be weird. It's a banana store, or
the banana boat story.
Thank you. And before that, Anthony Newley doing Yes, We Have No Bananas, and yes, we have more information about that song.
We actually do.
Yes.
The song, Yes, We Have No Bananas, was written by Frank Silver and Irving Cohn.
Okay.
And originally released in 1923.
Oh, that's going back.
For many decades, it was the best-selling sheet music in history.
Really? That's when everyone had a piano in their house and just sang at home before the world of recorded music.
Exactly. And strangely enough, the song's been re-recorded a whole bunch of times.
Yes.
And apparently it becomes more popular during banana shortages.
We have no bananas.
Yes, because when we have no bananas, we should sing about it.
Makes sense. My name is Snarktoo.
And I'm Daffodil, and you are listening to Cheese Please, and we've gone bananas this week.
Yes, with our banana special. Well, we haven't gone bananas. We're always bananas.
This is true.
That's the point here. That's why we're playing our banana special, because we're bananas. Songs are bananas. We're all bananas. Right?
Pretty much.
Certain logic there.
There is a piece of logic there.
And we're focusing on another banana set. Shortly, my wife left town with a banana by Carlos Borzeni.
Borzeni.
Jr. Mm-hmm. Shortly. All right, we're starting off with Guy Marks and love has made me bananas. Sort of a romantic banana set.
Loving you has made me bananas.
Sorry. On
cheese, please.
From the Hotel Sheets in downtown Plunkettville, the Lincoln Broadcasting Company presents the music of Pete DeAngelis and his loyal Plunkettvillevanians. Here in the beautiful gold, yellow, copper, steel, iron ballroom of the Hotel Sheets in downtown Plunkettville, overlooking the uptown section of downtown Pottstown. Stay with us, won't you, and enjoy the sweetest music this side of the Monongahela River. 1 mile high, 2 1/2 blocks from the center of old New Orleans. Ah, there's gaiety, merriment, and dancing in the Hotel Sheets nightly. Now, to get things underway, Pete and his loyal banditos play a medley of old standard favorites, commencing with Your Red Scarf Matches Your Eyes, Clothes Cover Before Striking, Your Father Had the Ship Fitter Blues, and Loving You Has Made Me Bananas. This beautiful picture and lovely lyric portrayed vocally by Dickie Ryan.
Oh, your red scarf matches your eyes. You closed your cover before striking. Father had to ship fitter blues. Loving you has made me bananas. Oh, your red scarf matches your eyes. You closed your cover before striking. Father had to ship fitter blues. Loving you has made me bananas. Oh, you burnt your finger that evening while my back was turned. I asked the waiter for iodine, but I dined all alone.
Your red scarf matches your eyes. You closed your cover before striking. Father had the ship fitter blues. Loving you has made me bananas.
Oh, you burnt your finger that evening while my back was turned. I asked the waiter for I dined, but I dined all alone.
Your red scarf matches your eyes. You closed your cover before striking. Your father had the ship fitter blues. Loving you has made me bananas. Imagination.
You're hearing innovations in sound.
Cheese, please.
My wife left town with a banana. Love's a rotten deal. Found that yellow devil hiding in her purse. He's cold and he's hard, but he's got appeal. I hope it never happens to you. Some fruit breaks your marriage in two. My wife left town with a banana. My baby's slipping away. My wife left town with a banana. I'm a jealous man. Found that yellow devil hiding in her purse. He's cold and he's hard, but he's got appeal. And right now I could just die. He's eating my banana cream pie. My wife left town with a banana. My baby's slipping, my baby's slipping, my baby's slipping away.
Cheese, please, with Carlos Borzani and my wife left town with a banana.
Oh.
It's a little risque sounding. I know it's not, but it just kind of has that tinge to
it. I'm sorry. I was tough on banana songs, and that had to go in there.
Yeah.
That's all I get to say. And before that, we had Guy Marks and Love You. Love loving you has made me bananas. I wish my tongue would get in here.
Yeah, I think you've been eating peanut butter instead of bananas.
Yeah, well, a little bit of both. You know, just like Elvis. Peanut butter, banana sandwich. Yeah, anyway. My name is Starfish.
And I'm Daffodil, and you're listening to a Completely Bananas episode of Cheese Please.
Ah, that's for sure. A little above bananas than we normally are. And you have some weird banana facts.
Yes. Did you know that banana peel may be capable of extracting heavy metal contamination from river water?
Oh, well, you know, all those used bananas, eaten bananas, and the banana peels left over, just throw it in contaminated water and you're all set.
And here's the good one.
What?
Bananas contain potassium.
Potassium, yes.
Yes. Bananas containing potassium emit radioactivity.
Oh.
So technically, banana is radioactive.
So I could technically find a banana if it's sitting on my kitchen counter at like 2 in the morning, it would be glowing and the lights are off.
Not necessarily. But they actually have what they call the banana equivalent dose of radiation developed in 1995 as a teaching tool to educate the public about the natural small amount of K-40 radiation occurring in everyone and in common foods.
So
we actually have radiation in our bodies all the time.
Okay, so I was going to say, if I continue to eat a lot of bananas, will I start glowing in the dark?
You'd have to eat so many bananas.
Oh. Well,
you would possibly turn into a banana before you started glowing in the dark.
Okay, fair enough. My name is Starfish.
And I'm Daffodil, and we are still doing bananas on Cheese Please.
Oh, yeah. Gee whiz. We got more bananas. Another banana set. Shortly, you'll hear, I like bananas because they have no bones.
That's a good reason.
By the Hoosier Hot Shots. But we're starting off, Jim Gill Keeps It Simple and the Banana Song on
Cheese Please.
Bananas are my favorite food to eat.
Banana, banana, banana.
They're long and yellow and I think they look pretty neat.
Banana, banana, banana.
I have to say they're my favorite after school treat.
Banana, banana, banana.
Bananas are my favorite food to eat.
Banana, banana, banana.
They pick them in the jungles far away. They bring them to the USA. They sell them in the grocery store. And I go in and buy 10 pounds or more. Bananas are my favorite food to eat.
Banana, banana, banana.
They're long and yellow and I think they look pretty neat.
Banana, banana, banana.
I have to say they're my favorite after school treat.
Banana, banana, banana.
Bananas are my favorite food to eat.
Banana, banana, banana.
I eat bananas for breakfast, bananas for lunch. If my mom would let me, I'd eat the whole bunch. For dinner, that is. And then I'd quit to leave room for dessert. 3 banana splits. Bananas are my favorite food to eat.
Banana, banana, banana.
They're long and yellow and I think they look pretty neat.
Banana, banana, banana.
I have to say they're my favorite after school treat.
Banana, banana, banana.
Bananas are my favorite food to eat.
B-A-N-A-N-A.
I pick 6 and 7 and 8 and bunch. Come on, tally man, it's time to go home.
Banana.
Cheesy music is our jam. Thank you for spending 30 minutes every week for tunes you wish you could forget. But you probably won't.
Cheese.
Phillies with the Hoosier Hot Shots. I like bananas. Hey, guess what? They have no bones.
They also have no core, and they don't really have huge seeds. It's because they're not actually a fruit. They're a berry.
Really?
Yes.
Who knew?
I did. I looked it up.
Does anyone in the supermarket know about that?
No.
Because they put them in the fruit aisle.
Well, there are lots of things in the fruit aisle that are berries.
Oh, okay, well.
Blueberries, strawberries, raspberries.
So if I go into the local supermarket and say, these are berries, not fruits, they look at me kind of weird.
Yeah, they would still look at you weird because that would be a weird thing to go into the supermarket and say.
But I'm technically accurate.
Yes.
Speaking of facts, you have more weird facts about bananas.
Yes. In the Philippines?
Yes.
They were making cloth using the leaves and some of the stems from bananas.
Okay.
Thousands of years ago.
Really?
Yes.
They didn't have, like, fabric back then and sewing machines?
They didn't have sewing machines, but they made fabric by creating fibers from the banana pieces and then spinning it.
Oh, wow. Hey.
And weaving it.
Hey.
It's very cool.
There's a new fashion trend. What's old is new again.
Yes. And then I have the weirdest fact of all.
Okay.
I have a friend.
Yes.
And she has a latex allergy.
Yeah.
And she's not allowed to eat bananas.
Okay.
Because bananas contain latex.
Gotcha.
So she has an allergic reaction to bananas because of the latex.
Oh, well, so that's like that's how the latex gloves are made with bananas?
They're not made with bananas, but if you're allergic to latex, you are also allergic to bananas.
Okay. You learn stuff from us here.
This is your educational part of the program. Let's move on to the last of the music.
We're wrapping up the music in our banana special with Tony Randall and Jack Klugman shortly, and when banana skins are falling, but we're starting off with Black Gorilla and Give Me That Banana. Until next week, folks.
Have fun, stay cheesy, come join us again.
What's our names?
Snarf Dude and Daffodil.
Just checking.
The shadow's all about it, ain't exactly clear. And it doesn't stop, the creeping in the crumb. The black man of the jungle picking up another shrub.
Give me that banana. say was, oh my God, oh my God.
Sweet cheese, ham and bear.
Just the garden and the barn, picking fruits and vegetables all day. But when all my work is through, then I'm craving more for you. Listen, dear, to what I've got to say. When I'm picking the beets, dear, that's when my heart beats for you. When I'm picking blueberries, that's when I feel blue for you. When I'm picking, that's the only time I cry for you. But when banana skins are falling, I'll come sliding back to you. When I'm picking tomatoes, that's when I catch up to you. When I'm picking sweet corn, I know you're so sweet and true. When I'm picking hot peppers, then my heart just burns with love for you. When banana skins are falling, I'll come sliding back to you.
Sample of the wacky, the warped, and the weird was produced by Snarf Dude and Daffodil, but was originally created by Snarf Dude and Moondog for Scottsdale and Productions. Drop by the website anytime online at www.chezepleeze.com. I'm Uncle Skeeter, inviting you back next week as we help to spread the cheese.
Broadcasting on the internet and at 90.1 FM from high atop Burnaby Mountain, you're listening to CJSF 90.1.